Congestion pricing died today in Albany in a private conference room where Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver polled his Democratic members on their support of the measure. In a five-minute conference with reporters, Silver undid what took Mayor Bloomberg about 11 months to roll out. Joining me now live from Albany's WNYC's Matthew Sherman, who's been following this story. Matthew, what was supposed to happen today? There was a deadline.
That's right. In order to qualify for $354 million from the federal government, the state assembly and the state senate were supposed to approve this congestion pricing proposal, and that didn't come near to happen. The vote, I was told, if it were to take place, it would have been 80-23 against the proposal, and that was just among Democrats.
And that was in the assembly. What about in the state senate? I had understood that there was problems getting Democrats. They're in the minority in the senate, but they were needed for congestion pricing to pass there too. Was it a stronger possibility in the state senate?
It was close enough that if it passed in the assembly, I think that it probably also would have passed in the state senate, but it didn't even get to that point.
So is this another example of Sheldon Silver and the assembly thwarting Mayor Bloomberg's big dreams?
Certainly an example of the assembly thwarting Bloomberg's big dreams. I think in this case, more than the Westside Stadium in 2005, the Speaker Sheldon Silver really allowed his members to speak out, and most of them just didn't see any reason to vote for it. There were plenty of various reasons to vote against it. Keith Wright from Harlem said there weren't enough minority contracts involved. Michael Benjamin from the Bronx said that there were too many justifications given for this. Richard Brodsky of Westchester said it was because there wasn't an environmental impact statement, but there wasn't enough reason to vote for it.
So briefly, Matthew, I'm sure the finger pointing begins. What are all sides saying?
That's right. The assembly is saying that Bloomberg wasn't willing to compromise to make it a pilot, for example, or to give exceptions to nonprofits or what have you. And Bloomberg says that he has been compromising from day one. And indeed, he has made a lot of changes, but just not enough.
Any chance that he can try again next year or in the fall?
I get the sense he's not really that interested. He may very well do that, but I think he's going to at least wait for a while and see if this idea doesn't pick up interest on its own.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman live from Albany. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
And this is WNYC.